Ok, bah et voilà, toujours en direct depuis le Festival Terre du Son, édition 2018. Il fait chaud, il fait beau, ça enchaîne en plateau, il y a plein de monde, même des personnes imprévues. Donc on est très 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 content d'accueillir sur le plateau la formation Meute. Ce sera une interview en anglais, hein, donc on fera sans doute pas la traduction en vivant et en direct. On vous laissera, vous, auditrices et auditeurs anglophones, comprendre par vous-même ce qu'il se dit. So, welcome to you. All of you.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci. Thanks.
Bonjour.
So we're going to do it in French.
Un petit peu.
So maybe we can begin by the beginning. Could you please present yourself?
One by one.
Hello, my name is André and I play the marimba. It looks like a xylophone.
Hi, I'm Thomas. I play the trumpet.
Hey, I'm Adrian. I'm playing saxophone.
So how many people in your formation?
11.
Ouais, c'est une grosse, grosse formation parce qu'il y a 11 personnes quand même.
You come from Germany? Which city?
Hamburg, Germany, up in the north.
À toi, Julien.
À moi. So, on vous s'excuse auprès de vous hein, parce que voilà, c'était pas prévu vraiment qu'il y ait cette interview, donc on fait ça un petit peu en improvisation.
On a plein de choses à leur demander quand même. On a plein de choses à leur demander
quand
même.
So, you have a particular identity in your music, because for us it's something special to hear like techno music in a brass band. Can we call your formation a brass band?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so I do.
why do you remake some techno songs, and especially French techno songs? Why do you remake some techno sounds? Techno music.
Because it's fun.
That's a good answer. No, I mean, we are not so used to hear this kind of production by with your kind of instruments. So in general, it's the other sense. I mean, the electro music who is taking the instruments and you do the other side. So is it? It's not so. How to say that? It's not so useful to do this kind of thing. Okay. How did you have this idea? Only because it's fun or something else?
I think the idea basically started with seeing techno DJs and listening to the music, and with this band playing this music with instrument, being able to visualize what's happening in the music, and for one point, you know. So. It's just being able to visualize it on stage or in the videos to see what is happening in the music. We are playing it directly from the instruments, and this is, I think, where the basic idea comes from.
There's something when I hear your music, there's something I have an idea, is that the club music is coming in the streets. You see, not just, and it's interesting to see that we are not. You are making music. We are. Used to listen behind walls. I mean, with walls around us, and you take it to the street. Like, I mean, it's how to say that. I'm sorry, really. Once more, I'm very sorry for my English because it's not so fluent. Huh? Is it something important for you also to make this music listening outside?
Yes, I think that's one of the most interesting points, that we can play electronic music without electricity on the streets or wherever. 10 minutes ago we played a video in the forest, so that's possible. Without electricity we can play everywhere.
Is it a way to make this music popular, more popular than the past? It's a big question.
I think the music itself is already popular enough, the music we play. But I think it's interesting for other people than the actual techno listeners. So maybe we can adjust the audience, or like bring other people into the game, kind of. Yeah, maybe.
Is it a way to break some cliché about techno music, the way you make your music?
What cliché do you mean?
Maybe people with their turntables, just that, and not some music instruments?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we are breaking a code or this code, but I think that's what an artist who is interesting has to do.
And did you contact the artist like Laurent Garnier to reuse their music?
Yes, we asked everybody beforehand.
And what were their reactions to it?
Laurent was pretty excited about it, I think. He even invited us to his festival, and we met him at the Yeah Festival at Loumarin, I think.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
He's making a festival there, and we participated. And we played last, I don't know, in the winter, we played at Rex Club à Paris with Laurent. So he's pretty excited about it, and there are some other DJs we covered that we are in contact with, I think.
How did you choose your songs?
Actually, it's just a decision from the heart. If it touches us somewhere here in the heart or in the stomach, and we feel it that it's a great tune, then we try to play it with our band.
Need to figure out how we can do it and if it's possible, and then we try to play it with this combination, and sometimes it works perfectly, and sometimes, you know, you need to work on it. You need to figure out what is shit.
This is your way to conduct the progression of a track, to build a track together. What is your way to build it?
Actually, we write sheet music, so...
Sheet music?
Sheet music. No, sheet music. So we write it on
papers.
Paper.
Yes,
so,
sure.
And then everybody gets this music and memorizes it, and then we play it. And then, of course, we figure out some details, and how long do we have to play this note, or how loud, or does the kick has to set out for 4 bars or stuff like that. So then we make some musical rehearsals together.
That's how we get our sheet together.
I mean, this is a difficult decision in a super group or like 11 members. Or no?
Yes.
Ok, il est pas très loquace, hein, notre ami.
Totally
mais,
easy, man.
Il est chaleureux pour autant, like, hein, faut pas s'y tromper. Okay.
There's some. Would you like the musical choice you made, or you still making? Would you be exciting to play on a scene with DJ sets? I mean, your formation and DJs also with turntables.
We had that opportunity with Stefan Butzin, and we played his track Kerberos, or like from him and Marc Romboy, and we did it live, and it was actually pretty nice. But it's still always, I think, hard to make these two worlds work really good separately. To merge them together is always, I think, an even bigger challenge than the actual parts itself, kind of. I think you know what I mean, right?
That was a cooperation with Stefan Botzin, but I think the basic idea of the band is to stay possibly acoustic. So I don't think that, maybe it would be a feature or whatever, but the band itself and the idea of it, I think, is and stays acoustic.
Alors, on traduit un petit peu, on juste disait qu'il préfère rester en acoustique. C'est cool la collaboration avec un DJ, mais bon, il faut avant tout que ça reste acoustique.
So this is an important part of your identity, to stay like this, like a brass
yes.
band?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It needs to be possible to be able to play wherever, whenever we want.
Okay. Okay.
So with a DJ on the street.
Yeah. Are you in the reivindication of the New Orleans heritage?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So there is still where we are. I repeat myself, but you are still in the. It's important for you to have this relationship with the street. Hmm?
Yes, I think New Orleans music is the roots of many music styles, like R&B music, and then later on maybe funk music, and then. I think funk music is the roots of Laurent Garnier's style of house music, and then the chain goes on to us. So we go back to the roots, actually.
And what
Vramansky
is...
Sorry, you want to... Okay. Enfin, si on résume la grande idée, ouais, c'est un petit peu laborieux. Hein, on s'excuse auprès de tout le monde.
So much people.
Voilà, enfin, la grande idée, c'est quand même de se revendiquer de cette mouvance de la Nouvelle-Orléans et donc d'être de rendre la musique accessible le plus possible et donc d'être une musique de rue. Donc, ce qui est un petit peu en lien aussi avec ce que traduisait tout à l'heure John sur le fait que la collaboration avec un DJ c'est difficile parce que finalement ça ferait perdre un petit peu de cette identité-là. Je résume un petit peu hein, cette idée-là. Okay, so maybe we won't take so much more time of your time, but just one classical question: What are your actualities? Do you have a project? Is there an album, next album, or something like that?
We go into the studio in autumn, and then record some new stuff. And also, we will have a release in autumn, September or October.
Il rentre en studio en automne et donc il va y avoir des nouvelles choses qui vont être produites.
Yes, and there will be many, many releases and concerts and music festivals and guerrilla happenings in the streets in the next month, I think.
But we also have a record already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what you asked. Also.
Ils ont déjà un disque. Il y a déjà un disque sorti. Ok.
And you are making some other dates on the French festival.
Yes.
Yes.
Next gig. Many. Next gig.
In 5 hours.
Yeah. Voilà, c'est tout à l'image du groupe, c'est-à-dire qu'on lui pose une question et bah, il répond. Bah, bonne réponse, mais c'est court et précis. Quoi, voilà.
Okay, so thanks a lot. We are sorry because it was not so comfortable for you. I mean,
it was great.
The seat was perfectly fine.
What?
Nothing, man.
Non, il a dit que t'étais beau gosse en fait.
Ah, ok.
Perfectly fine. Moi, c'est tout ce que j'ai entendu.
Thanks a lot. We wish you a great set for the in 5 hours. Hein?
Merci
and
beaucoup.
Thanks to give us some of your time.
Thank
Merci.
You.
Bon
Thank
soirée.
You. Thanks.
Merci à vous.
Have a nice summer, also.
You too.